Hi friends, this is Dr. Paul with you, and it's such a joy for me to come to your private place, secret place, where you have fellowship with God and join together with you in worshiping God. Prayer is dialogue. Not only you talk to God, God talks to you. God talks to you through different ways. He talks even through nature, he talks through the clouds, the stars, the sun, the moon, the light. God talks to you through friends. God talks to you through the Word of God. I often say 99% you can hear God's voice through the Word of God, and 1% is through friends or YouTube or preachers, prophecy, or through other sources other than the Word of God. So 99% is the Word of God. So I want you to know that different ways of how God speaks to you. So one thought from God can knock the devil away. Just one thought from God. Every day an average man gets around 2,000 ideas from God. If he takes one and applies it, he becomes a billionaire. So you take one thought and from God and meditate on that thought. Look for scriptures, because every thought that comes from God is backed up with scriptures, is peaceful, is gentle, loving, encouraging, edifying, building up. Not only building you, it builds everyone around you. It comes with a package of anointing. It comes with a package of the power of the Holy Spirit. It's backed up by the Holy Spirit. If that thought comes from God. Jesus himself said, John 6:63, yes, the words that I speak are spirit and life. I want you to know, words are spiritual containers. Words are spiritual containers. And words from God are from heaven. It's a rhema. It's a strategic word. It's a kairos word. It's a word for the season. Speak the word in season, the Word of God says. So the Word from God is spirit and life. Words are spirit containers. They contain spiritual materiality, heavenly materiality. They have zoe in it. They have life of God in it. God's breath is in it. Words have, words of God, words from God, has the life of God in it. Can you believe that? The word, these words that comes from God can pierce through darkness, can make the hell tremble. These words from God can cause thunder, lightning, and storm in the enemy's camp. Wow, amazing. Words from God are powerful. It's a two-edged sword. It's living. It's dynamic. It's energetic. It's active. It's able to divide asunder the soul and the spirit. Wow. Can you believe this? You don't have to be soulish. You don't have to be emotional. You can be spiritual when you meditate on the Word of God. It gives life to your spirit and brings your flesh, brings your soul, brings your mind, brings all the circumstances, brings everything under the submission of the Lordship of Christ, bringing every thought into captivity of Christ, to obedience to Christ. When you put the Word of God number one, top priority, when you give preeminence to the Word of God, when you allow predominance to the Word of God, it takes over. Not only takes over, and it gives you complete dominion over the powers of darkness. Psalms 104:107:20 says, He sent His word and healed you. He sent His word. This was written by David way back in Psalms. You know, and He sent His word and healed you. So I want you to take your Bible with you. If you have a Word of God, I want you to read just a few scriptures for you, and that's going to help you so much. Are you ready? Let's turn. It's always such a blessing to listen to the Word of God. Take a few minutes. I'm not going to take more time. Just another 5 minutes of yours, your precious time, because your time is precious. I appreciate you spending time to hear the word of God. You, the time spent in prayer is never wasted, but invested. You're investing your time on the word of God. Can you believe that? And when you spend time hearing the word of God, listening to the word of God, studying the word of God, meditating on the word of God, confessing the word of God, declaring the word of God, you shall have success. The word of God alone brings success to you. Believe in the Lord, you shall be established. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says that. And believe his prophets, you shall be established. You shall be successful. Okay, here we go. I'm reading to you from the Passion Translation. I love this translation. It's so amazing. It's inspiring. You can get your own hard paperback of the Passion Translation, and that's going to really